Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It is time for the Power Hour on GCN. I am your host, Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Riding shotgun with me today is Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Gary. Good morning, everybody. It's great to, it's an honor to be here, and it is not Friday. As most of you know, I'm usually the co-host on Fridays, but we are sitting in for Joyce Riley, who is taking a much-needed little break.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a great 3 hours of radio lined up for you on this Monday. It is April 13th. You know what happens in a couple days. Yeah, the tax man cometh. So buckle up for that, all you taxpayers out there, and all you non-taxpayers. So I hope you have a fresh pot of coffee on, and you got all your accoutrements with that. And, you know, I just want to thank everyone for choosing the Power Hour as your source for true news, true information, true commentary, and just amazing guests. You know, I know you have a lot of options out there, and it means a lot to us that you choose us every morning. So today we're going to go through some of the top news from around the world and in your backyard as well. Joseph Meyer will be with us in the second hour. That's right. We're going to be talking about the California water crisis. We're also going to be talking about the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, that new mysterious banking entity that has sprung up in the East. And why are people flocking to it? Why aren't we in the United States? What does that mean? We'll talk about the employment, energy, food, what happened to the economy? What happened to the economy? What's going on there? And how it affects you. This is very important information. Josh, what do we got coming up in the third hour?
In the third hour, I'm going to have Miss J from the Power Hour sitting in with me, and we're going to have some testimony call-ins about products that you use, and her and I are going to be speaking on our favorite products that we use from the Power Hour. I know that since I've become involved with the Power Hour, my medicine cabinet has and food cabinet has changed dramatically. And so I'm just going to be speaking on some of the products that I use and why. Jay also will be speaking on some of that. And then we're going to take some testimony call-ins, see how it goes.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear some of these testimonies. I know I've been using some of the products, and I love them. I was playing with that radio, that shortwave radio. That thing is cool, man. I'm glad I've got it.
Yeah, there's some great products out there. You know, Joyce always jokes that I get paid in coconut oil, so.
Well, you know, we just had some crazy storms rip through here up in Chicago. Tornadoes just leveled the town of Fairdale. Right. Fairdale just completely destroyed, and homes and people, and it was just a few miles from us. So I'm like pulling out this radio going, okay, you know, if the power goes out, if I've got nothing, at least I got this, at least I can pull up the weather. And I thought that was great.
Absolutely. You know, we don't know when these storms are going to kick off around here either, and they're calling for rain. So the reason why we should mention that is that it's good to be prepared and to get some storable food, your water filters, and everything from the Power Hour. And I'm going to be speaking on some specials that we're having this week too.
Our guest in the second hour, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is his website, and Joseph Meyer, just so you keep a note of that, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. So we've got a lot of headlines. ICE is back in the headlines. You're not going to believe what happened to the ancient city of Nimrud. Tragedy there. Also, the things are heating up with the Saudis as well as in Yemen. We've got some stories coming out now, again, about the Asian Infrastructure Bank. Got another hat tip from the Daily Mail on German wings. Wait till you hear about this. Also, Bilderberg in the news. A mass whale beaching. We're going to talk. I mean, some really wild stuff is happening. Let's see. National Guard is training to take on U.S. citizens. We've got the story on that. Washington State is allowing text records, government phones. Wait till you hear what happens to these government phones. All coming up in just a few minutes on the Power Hour. Once again, thanks for joining us on this Monday, April 13th. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Wish Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley, and riding shotgun today is Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's great to be here.
Yeah, this is a beautiful Monday. It was raining hard up here on the way into the studio, and but I made it in safely. So let's talk about the world news. Lots of headlines. We just gave you a little teaser. Also some election news coming up, new announcements on that front. So, Josh, I was going through the stories and doing the research this morning. It looks like ISIS, a new video has surfaced, and about the complete destruction of an ancient city. The city is Nimrud in Iraq. The Independence reporting that ISIS has released a video showing militants using power tools and bulldozers to deface and destroy ancient monuments in the Assyrian city in northern Iraq before the site was leveled with explosives.
It's just unbelievable to me. You know, we talk about who's controlling who as far as these terrorists or, you know, ISIS is concerned. And, you know, when I see a story like that, that's not where my concern lies anymore, because no matter who is doing it, this is just, as far as I'm concerned, a crime against humanity. I mean, you know, this is an ancient city, and these, what was it, like 3,000 friezes were completely destroyed, apparently. You know, do we know this is for real? The pictures on the on the website, they appear to be real to me. You know, they're shown with power tools and everything. So whoever's doing this, it just needs to stop. There's no reason for destroying such, you know, priceless pieces of work.
Yeah. I was looking at those pictures myself. And I don't mean to, like, laugh about it, but it looks, these guys look silly, sitting up on top of these ancient monuments, and they're holding these huge, like, rotary saws, and they're just, they got masks on, and it just looks almost comical.
It does, and so if they're going to blow it up anyway, why tear it apart with power tools like that and take these photo ops?
Yeah, it's like a photo op with the destruction of an ancient monument. It's just ridiculous. And then, of course, 8,000, this is after 8,000 early manuscripts were burnt at the Mosul Library. When I hear these things, I get so sad because I love looking at the timeline of history and humanity and how we got to where we are and looking at, like, you know, ancient cuneiform impressions and these things.
And right. It's just information sad that will never be, you know, recovered again. It breaks my heart as well. It's really sad.
Yeah, so also now a proxy war has crossed the border. Houthis reportedly clash with Houthis, I guess. I don't know. How this?
I call them Houthis.
Houthis. The Houthis reportedly clash with Saudi troops near Najran. This is coming from Zero Hedge reporting that they are battling Saudi forces near Najran, with some contending that the rebels have overtaken a Saudi post, which, if true, would appear to mark an escalation in the conflict.
Wow. Absolutely. I mean, this is kind of scary to me. If they're crossing over into Saudi territory, which I'm not saying they don't, you know, they shouldn't be doing, because obviously they're being bombed by the Saudis. But, you know, is this going to pave the way for Saudi ground troops to come in, you know, and just escalate the conflict? It's really sad. You know, innocent people are dying over there, and it's just, I don't understand it.
Every corner of the Middle East is like ablaze with some kind of conflict. You know, my heart goes out to those folks and the families who are affected. I wish everyone just get along, you know. U.S. declines. This is another sad story out of the Middle East. The U.S. declines evacuation assistance to their own U.S. citizens who are trapped in war-torn Yemen. Escalation continues, and the U.S. is denying assistance. How can they do that?
Well, I mean, it's par for the course, Gary. Look what they do to the veterans here at home. You know, why wouldn't they just abandon people overseas?
Well, you know, I guess
other countries are getting them out. Russia has organized evacuation flights. We're just offering them advice. Here's what you do. Don't get blown up by the Saudi bombs.
Duck and cover, right?
Right.
Well, I guess it reminds me of what happened in Benghazi. You know, they didn't help that poor guy, Christopher Stevens. Look what happened to him. We'll talk about Hillary later in the show. Now, the situation for Americans in Yemen has grown dire as many are finding themselves stuck in the freshly war-ravaged nation. The U.S. appears unable or unwilling to help Americans who hope to evacuate. An unknown number of Americans are still in Yemen, where civil war broke out last month. The body count continues to climb. Many of those Americans have been left stranded. Oh, that's so sad. Georgia, Denmark, Brazil, Netherlands, Finland join China's AIIB Bank. Now, folks, you know about the BRIC Bank. Well, this is a new bank we're going to talk about later in the show with StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Joseph Meyer, he'll be joining us. We're going to get into that. I'm really curious about what this bank is all about and why these lines in the sand continue to be drawn. We all know. Our listeners are very educated.
Well, and it appears that the whole world is joining in on this besides us.
Yeah, the U.S. federal banks, Federal Reserve System, strangely absent from this whole thing. We'll discover why. Now, the existing founding members of the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank have accepted the applications of Georgia, Denmark, Brazil, the Netherlands, and Finland to join the bank as founding states, the Chinese Finance Ministry said on Sunday. Media reports suggest that 52 countries, 52, including Russia, have made submissions to become founding members of the bank. The final list of AIIB founding members is expected to be announced by mid-April. That's just around the corner. Let's talk about German wings, folks. Little hat tip from the Daily Mail. This is really interesting. You know, Joyce has been on top of this since the whole thing happened and questioning it and looking at the wreckage patterns and all the strange nuances around this crash. Well, guess what? The Daily Mail is reporting, or now, I mean, not reporting, but they're questioning it. They are actually questioning if the plane was crashed by a hacker instead of a co-pilot.
Wow.
This is coming from an aviation expert who said the jet could have easily been accessed remotely. Now, you've heard us talk about the fly-by-wire technology that is on these planes. Well, it's now the question is coming up in the Daily Mail. So, folks,
the fact that the Daily Mail is covering this is incredible to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, our listeners heard it here first, right?
Absolutely.
So they're on the our listeners are on the inside track, and that's why you listen to the Power Hour. So let's see. Yes. Was German Wings plane crash hacked before it crashed, killing all 150 on board? The theory has surfaced in a letter to the respected Financial Times newspaper from aviation boss Matt Anderson, president of Chicago-based Indigo Aerospace. Yeah. Those guys know what they're talking about.
Right.
So, now Bilderberg coming up. Everyone knows about Bilderberg. They are going to be in Austria in June. And, you know, Bilderberg, they meet every year. They pick a new city. They spent some time here in the U.S. recently. Well, now Austria is going to be their target. I was talking to Mark Anderson from the American Free Press. He will be out there reporting exclusively. And we're going to be really excited to hear what he has to say and the reports coming out of it. So, Bilderberg, buckle up. June is just around the corner.
I wonder if old Hillary is going to be showing up this year.
Well, Hillary was selected to be president a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the New World Order, they like putting up new candidates. We'll get into the election news in a bit. Josh, did you hear about that whale beaching?
This is really interesting to me and a little scary, but let's see. We remember in 2011, 6 days prior to Japan's earthquake that killed over 18,000 people, around 50 melon-headed whales, which is a species of dolphin, beached themselves on Japanese beaches. Now, 4 years later, and despite of, you know, there's not really a scientific link to this or anything, to the two events, but many Japanese people are looking at this through social media as a fear. Apparently, there was 150 melon-headed whales on Japan's shores just a few, or was it 2 days ago? And so some people are really beginning to wonder whether there's another big quake coming, which, you know, could possibly trigger another tsunami. So the fact that, you know, 150 of them this time have beached, and it was only 50 last time we had such a huge earthquake, there's all over social media people are saying, get ready, you know, this may be the big one. And they're calling for it on possibly the 12th of April. So I guess we will see what happens. It's funny, you know, all these animals die-offs going on. Maybe we gotta pay attention to them.
They're calling it on the 12th of April?
That's what they're saying, you know, as far as if it's following the same timeline as what happened in 2011. That's Twitter, though, so take it with a grain of salt, I guess.
Well, today's the 13th, though.
Oh, well, then I guess we're in the clear.
We're in the clear.
That's
well,
good.
You know, that brings me, you know, to a report I just recently filed regarding the New Madrid earthquake zone here in the Midwest. Now, a quake, a 4.0 quake, just struck.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, in fact. And I was doing some research on that quake site. And back in 1811, 1812, there was like a 7.5 earthquake that literally reassigned and redistributed the geography of the Midwest. It created a new lake in Tennessee.
Is that not the one where the Mississippi was running backwards for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, the quake was so powerful that it forced reversed the flow of the Mississippi. And then in 68? Yeah, 68, a 5.4 Richter hit Illinois, and that shook foundations in Chicago. So back in 2011, well, FEMA did a national level exercise where they actually believed they surmised through this drill that 100,000 people would be killed instantly during this type of a quake.
Right.
A New Madrid size 7.5 Richter scale. And
well,
that,
I mean, with more people living in the area, you know, being more populated, then yeah, it would probably kill a lot more people. You know, we've been waiting for these big ones to happen for a while, whether it's the San Andreas or the New Madrid. I guess time will tell.
Yeah, but really frightening stuff out there. That's why you need to be prepared. You need to be ready for these moments. And we're going to continue up with some of the world news and get into the nitty-gritty of the what's happening in your backyard in just a few moments right here on the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. It's about 23 minutes after the hour, no matter where you are in the world listening to the program. Market prices right now, quick snapshot, gold. Just a hair under $1,200 at $1,198.70. Silver, is at $16.27. Bitcoin is now at $234.97. Oil, it looks like oil's up now, $52.51 per barrel.
Yeah, and I just want to touch on the markets. All NASDAQ is looking to close down. The Dow's looking to close down at 24 down. So we'll see what happens with the markets here in about an hour.
In about an hour, we'll get to some more information. Let's talk about what's happening in Gaza. Only one quarter of the $3.5 billion reconstruction aid has been delivered to Gaza. Where's the rest of it? Less than 27% of the $3.5 billion aid pledged by international donors to help rebuild Gaza in the wake of the unprecedented destruction caused by last summer's Israeli Operation Protective Edge has been distributed. This is coming from Russia Today.
Right, and Operation Protective Edge, you know, was a 50-day military campaign launched against Hamas last year, and it left 12,400 housing units completely destroyed and over 17,000 families or 100,000 individuals homeless. At least 2,000 Palestinians were dead. You know, nearly 70% of them were civilian, including 501 children. Just wow. Crimes against humanity over and over again.
Yeah. Now, lots happening all over the world. U.S. military bases in at least 38 countries sent weapons to 94 countries in the last 5 years. The old recruiting slogan was "Join the Navy and see the world." Those advertisements were, part of the U.S. military. Now, they've got a presence. We have a presence in 171 nations and jurisdictions. In addition to the United States, many times the presence is one officer as a military attaché or similar post, or even a military dependent. So that's what they call these presence. Can you believe that?
That's incredible. I mean, what part of, you know, in foreign entanglements, don't get involved with any foreign entanglements, do we not understand? What are we doing? And how much money is being spent and wasted on being in all these countries? I don't understand the benefit of it. Yeah. When we have homeless, how many homeless children and vets do we have in this country?
You know, I just saw a picture someone posted to Facebook. It was a homeless man, and he was standing there with a sign that said, "How can you cure homelessness with spikes?" And then there was a photograph of a bridge, the underside of a bridge, and they had put all these spikes, like these concrete spikes, so that homeless people couldn't take up residence underneath it.
Right. There was a story not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, about a church that was pouring water on homeless people that were sleeping in their little coves.
A church?
A church was doing it. It was unbelievable. I couldn't. It's just.
I thought churches are supposed to be, you know, taking care of the homeless.
Well, I'm pretty sure that is one of the tenets of Christianity right there, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really sad. That
it
is really
is
sad.
You know, whatever happened to, you know, love your neighbor as yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
So we've got some more news coming up here. The new water barons. Wall Street megabanks are buying up the world's water. You don't want to miss the second hour of the program. We're going to be talking with Joseph Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. He is going to tell us about this water crisis. And what's really interesting is these guys, the mega Wall Street bankers are buying up the water in the world. Now, everyone talks about oil. Everyone talks about oil and these types of things, but water is the resource. We take water for granted. Everyone takes water for granted. Oh, it comes out of this faucet. Yay. You know, like.
Well, I mean, you don't need oil to live, really. I mean, well, of course, you know, society's been orchestrated to think that way and to actually be that way, I guess, to some extent, you know, as far as food distribution and everything. But you go 3 days without water and you're dead.
Mm-hmm. We've also got a story here. We'll bring it back on the domestic side. The National Guard is training to take on U.S. citizens. This is coming out of PrisonPlanet.com. Exclusive new footage has been released from an attendee of the California National Guard's dirty bomb exercise in Richmond. This was on Saturday. And it shows Guard troops training to take on U.S. citizens.
Wow.
Well, we're going to finish that story. When we come back, we'll tell you about the role players, what they were doing, the National Guard taking on U.S. citizens training drills. Welcome to America, folks. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is the 13th of April, Monday, wherever you are sitting. It is half past the hour. And I'm sitting in with Gary Franchi. Joyce has taken a much-needed little break. And the way that the Power Hour stays on the air, we don't take corporate sponsors, but we do offer some of the best products out there, period, as far as health or books or, seeds, whatever you need as far as your preparedness, we pretty much have it covered. And if you want to, I'll go through some specials for you. I can't believe it's already time to start planting again, but we do have a garden seed special. We have the garden seed special is 42 varieties, and we have a greens package, and we also have a medicinal and culinary seed package with over 29 herbs. Now, these are the seeds that I personally use and have had tremendous, I've just done really well with them. Also on special, we have the book Genetically Roulette. We know that genetically modified organisms are not safe, and if you want to get some information on why they're not safe, we have that book available. Also, the DVD, Genetic Roulette. Another great DVD on special is The World According to Monsanto. As everyone knows, that is my least favorite corporation in the world. What else we have on special? That's a Good Health Naturally. Oh, my gosh. If you don't know the benefits of curcumin, I would say call the Power Hour and get some information on that. We have the Miracle Skin Products, Heal-On, one of the best skin healing remedies I've ever seen. Rose has Rose at the Power Hour here had a testimony about a horse. I've never seen a horse cut up the way that this one was, and Heal-On just completely healed it quickly. If you have children, I would recommend having on hand at any moment charcoal for their boo-boo tummies. Charcoal is everything that has to do with charcoal out there is 20% off. So if you could give a call to the Power Mall here in about half an hour at 877-817-9829. Again, that's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. We need your help out here.
Thanks for that, Josh.
No problem.
Before we get into that National Guard story, I want, which is really, really important, because we're talking about health, and you know, we're talking about these products, we're talking about Monsanto and these things. But Josh, did you see what's going on in California regarding that vaccine bill?
Absolutely, that's really scary. I just, yeah. This is one of my big, this is one of my big things. Whenever I see people with new babies, whether it's at the grocery store or wherever, I cannot help but talk to them about vaccines. And, they need to be aware of what's in them. You can go to cdc.gov and look up vaccine ingredients. And if you're okay with putting, methanol, formaldehyde, mercury, other such ingredients straight into your baby, your fresh, new, perfect little baby, if you're okay with that, then I'd say go ahead and vaccinate him. But otherwise, you may want to look at the ingredients list on the CDC.gov website, which is Center for Disease Control. And that is just the chemical ingredients that they put in there for shelf life to keep those vaccines, on the shelf longer. I'm not even speaking on the biological agents that are in there, which are, to me, just absurd.
Well, what's really, really hypocritical is when you see all those ladies like shopping at Whole Foods or something like that, or those organic stores. I really wonder, do they look at those ingredients on those packages so intently? They're trying to figure out, is there, corn syrup and all, they're trying to look at all the stuff. But do they even look at what they're putting in the children's bodies in those syringes? I don't think so. Now, it says that the children who are not completely up to date on every state mandated vaccine will be denied a public education. SB 277 impacts children in private or public elementary or secondary school, child care center, day nursery, nursery school, family daycare, home or development center. SB 277 would eliminate a parent's right to exempt their children from one summer all vaccines, a risk-laden medical procedure. Only a medical exemption would remain, which is usually only issued after a catastrophic adverse vaccine reaction has occurred, and oftentimes not even then. This bill would accept a home-based private school from the prohibition described above of all the schools. All schools' pupils are residents of the household or are members of a single family. Does that mean homeschoolers are exempt or no?
They're saying that, as far as a philosophical or religious, because they're not, going to – and it doesn't make any sense to me. The children who are vaccinated supposedly should be safe, right?
They're superhuman.
And so if you have an unvaccinated child, they should be safe from that unvaccinated child. So, first of all, that makes no sense to me whatsoever, that they're scared of the unvaccinated, and yet they have so much faith in their vaccines.
Your children, once they get vaccinated, they can walk into a nuclear reactor, and they can, they can leap tall buildings with a single bound, right?
Right. ridiculous.
Let's go back to the National Guard. I know everyone's out there waiting. What's going on there? Well, yes, the National Guard is training to take on U.S. citizens, according to Prison Planet footage released to them. The role players have been simulating members of the American public. And in the video, they can be seen screaming as guard troops with batons push them back in what appears to be a crowd control scenario. And then in a second clip, troops surrounding two men, reportedly victims, as they are escorted off the scene. The exercise, which included more than 200 soldiers, airmen, local law enforcement, and firefighting personnel, will be followed by other large-scale military drills, which some fear are being used to acclimate the public to martial law during civil unrest or national emergency. This is happening all over the country, and it's all happening at the same time. We just reported just a few weeks ago, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I mean, the video that was released on that, terrifying. Rounding up people, marching them through the streets with their hands, you know, everyone like holding hands. It looked like a thing. I mean, it looked like they're being walked off to like, you know, an internment camp. I mean, this is what the footage looks like. They're put into white vans and carted off in the dark of night in, with Black Hawk helicopters swarming through Fort Lauderdale.
You know what those pictures reminded me of? Sometimes when I drive by public schools, elementary schools, you'll see the children lined up outside for recess, and they're all lined up single file. They're not holding hands, but they're just marching like these little ants, you know, going to wherever they're told to go. And what is really scary about this to me is that these soldiers aren't even questioning. I mean, they may be questioning, but they haven't, you know, I haven't seen anything as far as, you know, them coming out saying, wait a minute, why are we training to fight our own people?
Well, the excuse that they say, oh, this is we're training domestically so we can go overseas. All right, so that means we're going to have more overseas war that, you know, continues to, you know, plague the Middle East and the rest of the world. But at the same time, the dual purpose clearly, get our soldiers acclimated to acting on our own soil. Because when look what they did when Hurricane Katrina ripped through. The National Guard came out and they pulled the guns out of all the law-abiding citizens. So they couldn't even defend their homes. You know?
Unbelievable. You know, 50 years ago, you would ask my grandfather if he ever thought this was going to happen in this country. And he just would have, you know, probably slapped me upside the head saying I was crazy.
And no one's questioning it. Nobody is questioning it in the media. They're just going, oh, it's just a training exercise. Leave it alone. Don't ask questions. Well, why not? Why? Why can't we, as the American people, step up and say, we don't want to see this happening. Go. You have military bases. Go do it on a military base. That's what you have them for. You know, don't do it in the streets of Fort Lauderdale. Don't do it in the streets of California. Anyway.
Right, and here we have tax day coming up, right? And if you're a tax-paying citizen, you are paying these soldiers' salaries to train to take you over.
And the sad part is, look, these soldiers, a lot of them are just young kids, and they're signing up because they're getting all these incentives, you know, they're getting promised college education and all these things. But, you know, they're not educated enough to understand what they're being used for.
Right. Well, and it's really sad, you know, society is, or as far as the economic woes in this country, it's kind of forced people to, you know, there's not really a whole lot of options out there other than working for, you know, Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
I had a friend who was wanting to join the Army, and, you know, I grew up with Star Wars, and he's like, you know, I really want to join the Army. I was like, man, do you really want to go work for the dark side?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Dick Cheney, he has this respirator now, and he's like this heart thing, and a lot of people call him Vader. It's crazy.
Oh, it is crazy.
Really continuing sad. On the West Coast, Washington State is allowing text records from 88,000 government phones to be wiped every single day. The state of Washington is failing to store backups of text messages from 88,000 government phones being wiped on a daily basis. This is a direct violation of state records retention laws. Shocking discovery began last November after Fife City attorney Lauren Combs requested 4 years worth of text messages from a former city manager. Wow. But Josh, you know what? I think they could probably ask the NSA for all those text messages, don't you think?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they have every text or voicemail that you or I have ever sent.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's the state of Washington in direct violation of their own law. I thought we were a nation of laws, Josh. Aren't we?
Laws? What's that? Constitution? Yeah. What was that?
What? You know, speaking of laws, I was reading another article about a guy out in, the place escapes me at the moment, but he received 17 days in jail because his lawn grew too long, Josh. Oh,
of course. Well, I mean, how could he let that happen? I just don't, you know, he deserved that by all means.
He probably should have been taken to the town square, put into stockades, and then flogged.
You know, if you're buying a property, you really need to look into the homeowners associations and things like that. You know, they have all these rules, and so you pay money to join this little club, and then you got to follow their rules. And it's just, I don't understand where how people have lost their idea of freedom, just basic freedom. Freedom to let your grass grow a little longer than everybody else.
Yeah.
And it'll put you in jail now?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. You better follow those city ordinances or else they're going to come to your house, lock you up. Here's some good news, Josh. I got some good news for you.
Oh, good. I'm ready.
All right. The New Mexico governor has signed a bill abolishing civil asset forfeiture. Oh, wow, that's great news. New York Governor Susana Martinez signed a bill to abolish civil asset forfeiture on Friday, and she signed just before the noon deadline that would have pocket vetoed the legislation. Now, civil asset forfeiture is a practice where police can actually seize your property and keep it, even if they don't convict or charge you with a crime.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. And then you have to go through this very difficult, tedious process to get your property, whether it's a vehicle, cash, or even your home back from the police. Now, currently, when police seize property, they can keep it, even if you're innocent. Even if you're innocent. That just blows my mind. That's current law. Now, under the new law, police can still take property from you for a short period, but would need a conviction or guilty plea in order to keep it. Oh, wow. That seems pretty logical.
Absolutely.
You know? Now, the law also changes the incentive structure for police. Under the new law, if police do get a guilty verdict and your property is forfeited, it goes to the state's general fund rather than the police department's budget. So what was happening before is these cops would just go and they would just take people's stuff. And it would all go into the coffers, and they'd sell it off, you know, at auction, and all the money would go to the police department. And then they would buy more, you know, armored personnel carriers and drones and, you know, SWAT raid vehicles.
I mean, it's another example. You know, not only are you paying the salary of these people through the taxes that you pay, but, I mean, it's like paying a mugger to mug you and steal your property. It makes no sense. These people are your servants. I don't understand how a law like this got passed in the first place.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what's happening out there in New Mexico. And some election news, too. Hillary Clinton. Yay! Everyone's excited. Hillary Clinton has officially launched her 2016 presidential campaign, and immediately out of the gate, she is under assault from the Republican side. Everyone, I mean, you can only imagine. I mean, everyone's, it's a pile on right now. Ted Cruz just launched a 48-hour money bomb. I wonder where he got that idea. Rand Paul has just launched his first anti-Clinton ad. The RNC chair said on Meet the Press on Sunday, he said that Hillary can't be trusted. Even New York Mayor de Blasio is actually holding off on an endorsement of Clinton. And now Clinton is apparently on her way to Iowa in her first official campaign stop. So it's funny that I don't hear any other real Democrats stepping up to the plate. So I'm wondering if the Democratic Party is just going to coalesce behind her and listen to their New World Order handlers and say, you will support Hillary.
Yeah, right. I don't understand how someone who can be involved in so many scandals can just be assumed to be the nominated one. It just, I don't know what
Rand said? Rand said, I read this, I'm like, what is he saying? Rand says, I'm going to treat her like a man. I mean, I guess, I don't know. That's just a funny statement. Folks, you guys can interpret that as you will. Maybe it's the pantsuits. I don't know. Well, he's also questioning her sincerity on women's rights. Trey Sanchez said on State of the Union Sunday on CNN, 2016 Republican presidential candidate Rand Paul questioned Hillary's sincerity on women's rights given the fact that she may have accepted donations to the Clinton Foundation from countries with terrible human rights records. Now, I think it's interesting to note when Hillary launched her campaign, there was a video that was posted, her first official video. And it was very social media, web 2.0 feeling, trying to get viral, right? But the pandering, oh my God, the pandering level to all these little sections of the population in the video, if you watch it, it'll make you sick. It really will.
Right.
'Cause you're watching her specifically try to target every single demographic. And, well, anyway.
I once again, I mean, you know, accepting money from Saudi Arabia, that just I mean, that's a big deal, obviously, because of the you know, human rights record there. But come on, look at Benghazi, and look at just, what was it, 2 months ago? You know, the wiping of all the hard drives and everything, you know, mm-hmm. the emails. It just, how do you get away with this stuff? I guess yeah. you have to be a Clinton or a Bush.
And, folks, remember, Hillary Clinton supports Monsanto.
Right.
Yes, that is a fact, and this is coming out of NaturalSociety.com. Flashback, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton supports Monsanto. Josh, I don't want to dwell too much on this, but has Hillary really thought this through? I mean, she's going to be sitting at the very same desk where her husband cheated on her.
Right. I mean, she's either been chosen to be there, or I don't, or is just meant to not let it, you know. I'm not, as far as Democrat versus Republican, I believe there's probably some good Democrats out there, just like there may be some good Republicans out there. And so maybe she's just meant to kind of knock out any competition on the Democratic side and pave the way for another Bush. I don't know. Hard to tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeb Bush also released a video, and he says, we can do better, you know. Well, better than what? Better than his brother?
Right.
Yeah, 8 more years of a Bush, 4 more years of a Clinton? I don't know. Please, folks, remember, you are the solution in the world, not all these lofty politicians and people sitting behind big desks. You're the solution. And you're listening to the Power Hour. That's what we focus on here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more news right after this short break.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'm Gary Franchi, sitting in for Joyce Riley. Running shotgun today with me is Josh, we are going to talk about the economy and business. And folks, remember, in the second hour of the program, we got a very special guest. Joseph Meyer will be joining us. He's from Straight Money Analysis, and I got a copy of his March newsletter. Holy moly, this thing is packed, like 30 pages. And I wish I had more time to go through it all, but I'm excited that I've got this. And I know that it's going to be a huge help for me trying to navigate the world, the economy, for my family. So, folks, when you get a second, head on over to Straight Money Analysis, support our guest, Joseph Meyer, and listen in. He'll be talking with us about the California water crisis and guess how much gold that China has. We'll tell you all about it now. New York has spent $28 million, folks. $28 million in taxpayer money to create, guess how many jobs, Josh? Can you guess?
Thousands.
Oh, no. Much fewer, Josh. Much fewer. 76.
Wow.
76. That is just pitiful. I don't know. Where does the taxpayer money go? So when Governor Andrew Cuomo launched Startup New York in late 2013, his office called it a game-changing initiative that promised a windfall of innovation. Now, I've seen these commercials. Oh, they're great commercials. I mean, they really draw you in.
Like, how much money is spent on the commercials?
Exactly. Well, $28 million, right?
Yeah.
They have these, you know, guys wearing hard hats walking around these big, shiny buildings, and they're, oh, yeah, you know, you're not going to have to pay taxes for 10 years if you move to, you know, New York. But you will have to endure the police state.
Right.
The program established 356 tax-free zones in order to attract high-tech and other startups. However, a new report from the state's Department of Economic Development found that the initiative only created 76 jobs.
Unbelievable.
$28 million ad campaign. 28. You know, what could they have done with the $28 million? I mean, just think about, what could you do with $28 million? You could have probably built structures and hired people.
Right.
Right?
Or you could have built some shelters for all the homeless people. You know, mm-hmm. It's waste beyond waste in this country.
And they have tax-free zones. What? I've heard of free speech zones, but not tax-free zones? Unbelievable what's happening in this country now. And Puerto Ricans who can't speak English qualify as disabled.
Wow.
Yes, they are disabled and qualify for Social Security benefits. This is out of the Washington Post. Hundreds of Puerto Rico's residents qualified for federal disability benefits in recent years because they lacked fluency in English, according to a government auditor. The Social Security Administration's Inspector General questioned the policy this month in light of the fact that Spanish is the predominant language in that U.S. territory. Under Social Security regulations, individuals are considered less employable in the United States if they can't speak English, regardless of their work experience or level of education.
Wow. And so what about all these migrants coming over to this country? I guess we're just going to supply them with Social Security benefits?
If you don't speak English, guess what? You will now be eligible for Social Security disability.
Because we have so much money to take care of all these people.
Well, New York's got $28 million to burn, right?
Oh, man.
Wow. It astounds the mind. It really does. I can't even draw logic. There's no lines of logic that can connect. My mind is going, anyway. Sorry about that. It just drives me nuts. Energy and environment. We got some stories here. A new video. Oh. Well, you're going to have to hear about what happened with Chevron cover-up coming up right after this short break. You are listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.